A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
As a result of press releases issued by President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the Canadian Prime Minister in Waco, Texas in 2005, and repeated in Cancun, Mexico in 2006, the U.S. Department of Commerce has set up working groups from the three countries to write agreements designed to achieve open borders among the three countries for goods, services, and people. This was all approved by President Bush under the name Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Congress played no part in setting up this Security and Prosperity Partnership, but the plans have been laid out in U.S. government press releases and on government websites. A press release from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security stated bluntly, "The United States, Canada, and Mexico entered into an unprecedented trilateral security and prosperity partnership to establish a single integrated program for North American travelers by 2008. Government documents released under the Freedom of Information Act reveal that this plan is far advanced in putting together a new trilateral bureaucracy with Mexico and Canada that is aggressively rewriting a wide range of U.S. administrative law. These plans are confirmed on the White House website, which states, quote, "In June 2005, our three governments released detailed work plans identifying key initiatives that form an ambitious agenda of collaboration. We have worked to implement these initiatives. We affirm our commitment to complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. The White House calls all this just a dialogue. I suggest you ask your congressman to call a congressional investigation so Congress and the American people can participate in the dialogue about these plans."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For complete information on the World Trade Organization, the proposal to place American military forces under UN command, and the dangerous New World Order, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on world government. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, don't waste money buying expensive binoculars. Simply stand next to the object you wish to view.
Derry Brownfield!
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And before we do anything else, I must mention, in the state of Missouri, this is Missouri now, NAIS, the National Animal ID program, we have the bill that we want just ready to go to the floor for a vote. We've done everything. It's up to the committee passed the thing. It says no animal ID, voluntary or involuntary or mandatory. It's no animal ID. It will keep the government completely out. And Representative John Quinn is the man that will not call this up to the House floor for a conference committee report from the Senate Bill 156. Everybody needs to give Rod Jenton's office a call and tell him to instruct Quinn to call up the House floor for the conference committee report for the Senate bill on national animal identification. The number to dial is 573-751-5912. The deal is Quinn isn't going to call this up, and if he doesn't, hey, the game's over. Anyway, needs to be done. We have one person trying to ruin agriculture for America here in the state of Missouri. His name is John Quinn. Of course, he's back by Farm Bureau National Cattlemen Association. But anyhow, that needs to be done right now. The telephone number is 573-751-5912. Instruct Rod Jenton's office to instruct Representative John Quinn to call up to the House floor, the conference committee report. And interesting things happened last night. I don't know if you got to watch Fox News. I absolutely forgot it. We went to town to eat supper, and when we came home, it was already too late. These long days, dark doesn't come until 9 o'clock now. Missed the whole thing, but it was interesting. And for whatever it was worth, if you remember, Ron Paul won the straw vote out in California of the debate of the Republican candidates. Well, last night, this was held live on Fox News, and they had all the candidates, Sam Brownback, Jim Gilmore, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, John McCain, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Tom Tancredo and Tommy Thompson. They were all there. And interestingly enough, they had a call-in vote as to who won the debate. And when the early report came in, our good friend Hannity had to announce that Ron Paul won the viewers' poll. Jeff, do you? And it's interesting. Do you have a little clip on that?
By the way, here's a look at the early results of our text message poll. first place, Ron Paul, surprisingly, 30%. In second place, Governor, you're in second place with 27%. Third place, Mayor Giuliani with 16%. And so we'll be watching and monitoring those numbers for you all night.
Now, did you notice how surprisingly it was that Ron Paul won this thing? Okay. Then, a little later on, one of the reporters kind of treaded water on this thing. I can't remember who did that, Jeff.
That was Carl Cameron, Fox reporter Carl Cameron.
Okay, let's hear Carl Cameron.
So Ron Paul, quite by the actions of Rudy Giuliani's attack, maybe doing quite well. And as for the text messaging, maybe he's a little bit better organized and having his organizers do the necessary dialing.
Now, can you imagine that? Here we have these other people that have millions of dollars in the coffer, and they're saying Ron Paul is better organized than they are, that he has more people out there making phone calls for him. Come on. Anyhow, that's. Do you have another cut then, Jeff, or is that it?
This is another spin from Carl Cameron at Fox News. Here it comes.
Yeah, okay.
Mitt Romney coming in a strong second above Rudy Giuliani, and John McCain not yet placing in the early returns, suggests that folks have begun to sort of get a grasp for the top tier, with the exception of Ron Paul.
With the exception of Ron Paul, the top tier with the exception of Ron Paul. Hey, he's supposed to be a loser. Don't you know that? It's interesting, and the American people are beginning, I think, to wake up. And just like this thing with the animalite, anyway, Ron Paul, when it was all over with, won handily. Now, these are people that called in and voted. Ron Paul, 61%. Rudy Giuliani was next with 14%. Mitt Romney was next with 12%. The others got like 2-1. Some of them got no votes. Tommy Thompson got one. And anyhow, the people want Ron Paul. There isn't any doubt about that. Now, moving along very, very quickly here, I mentioned a while ago about the National Animal ID System here in the state of Missouri is in limbo right now because we have one congressman out there that will not let it on the floor, and it needs to go to the floor. It's as simple as that. It passed the first time. I don't have the figures in front of me, but I think in the Senate it was 50-something to 2 or 3 or something like that. In the House, it was just that lopsided. In other words, it was it went in like a ball of fire. And here we have people that are apparently getting paid to keep this thing from passing. So anyway, as I mentioned a while ago, you need to call Rod Jetton's number. It's 573-751-5912. Get on the phone and tell the Speaker of the House, Rod Jetton, to get John Quinn off of his duff and get this thing so that it can be voted on. All right. Now, just to show you what all is going on and how terrifically bad some of these laws are, we have here, and I got this just today, in the state of Wisconsin, they passed this National Animal ID System. It's a state law now, and it's a mandatory state law. And the lady that put this thing on the floor, Barbara Grunemus, she sponsored the bill. She says now she'd like to kick herself because farmers are losing their livelihood over this. Now, stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you tired of...
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Now, we've been talking about this, NAIS thing, National Animal Identification. The state of Missouri has the bill that we have been working on. I say we, but a group of people have been working on for a long time in opposition to the Farm Bureau and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Missouri Farmers Association, which are backing big multinational corporations on this thing. And as I said, it's just ready to become law for whatever it's worth. And Representative John Quinn will not call it up to the House floor. So you need to call the Missouri Speaker of the House, Rod Jetton's office, and tell him to instruct Quinn to get that thing on the floor so it can be voted on. The number to dial is 573-751-5912. Now, let me show you what's happened in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin passed this thing, and it was to go into effect on May the 1st. Well, May the 1st is here, right? All right, today is the 16th, if I remember right. And some farmers are not taking the they're not going along and taking their premise number. As a result, the dairy farmers are not allowed to sell milk. Now, here's what it amounts to. The person that sponsored the bill, her name is Barbara Gronemus, G-R-O-N-E-M-U-S. And she said, "I am really disappointed. Never did I think this would eliminate the farmer's ability to make a living. We have people with a legitimate product that has already been inspected. Why shouldn't they be able to sell that product just because of the language of this bill?" She said she introduced the bill. Now, get this, and here's how these gullible people are. She introduced the bill on the request of Agriculture Committee Chairman Al Ott. He's a Republican, by the way, from Forest Junction. She said they had made attempts to get it done and couldn't get people to join, and then asked me to see if I could get it through. I could just kick myself for putting my name on it now. Now, that's her comment. Now she sees how much damage she has done to the farmers there in the state of Wisconsin. I'm going on and quoting her again. "We had a pseudo-rabies outbreak in the 1980s. What purpose does this number serve? She said, we handle that very nicely. We already have milk inspectors who know where every farm is now. She said, the administrative rules that have come out of this bill are not what I intended, she said. Then the Department of Agriculture spokesperson says, where are all of these people when we had all the public hearings? In other words, the people now are up in arms about this because they can't sell milk and they won't be able to sell cattle. They won't be able to do anything without this premise registration number. The Department of Agriculture said, where were all these people when we had public hearings? Well, this is the whole point we want to make today. And we tried to make that yesterday when GB was on. You've got to work at the ground level. Back to the lady that sponsored this bill in Wisconsin, she said, I'd consider repealing the bill, but she says, I'll not get it out of the committee because Ott chairs the committee, and he's the one that wants it. He talked her into sponsoring the bill. His behavior at hearings was so angry and defensive. If I were the chairman of the committee, I would be demanding answers. Mr. Ott is the difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And we have returned. Now, back very, very quickly, we have some guests in the office and in the studio, and I need to get with them as quickly as I possibly can. But just to show you that, hey, it's the local people that can get things done. And just as we were saying, these people in Wisconsin said, well, you know, we didn't know what was going on, and now we've got this bill. You've got to know what's going on, just like GB was saying yesterday. Don't leave it up to your attorney. You read every word that you sign. So anyway, now here's what, this is Wisconsin we were talking about. Now this just showed up again on my desk this morning in Lodi, California. They're going to tax rural water wells. Farmers are going to have to pay $17.12 an acre to use their own water out of their own well, and homeowners are going to be paying $21.40 a year to pump water out of their own well. Officials voted Monday to charge rural landowners to draw groundwater. The unanimous vote by the North Joaquin Water Conservation District. It was unanimous now. All these commissioners did this. Officials say the money is needed to pay for new pipelines and blah, 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 blah. Property owners could have thwarted the district's plan if a majority had filed protest. There's a bill there that's been, it's a law in California, and the law is Proposition 218, allowing taxpayers to reject tax increases and assessments. Now, here's the pitch. There were 5,501 property owners that could have protested, 974 did. In other words, 4,000 and some odd of them just sat there, and they sat there, and they watched television, took their kids to the ball games, made sure they had a good sports coach at school, and let this thing get through. People, it has to start at the local level. Now, I have a couple of gentlemen in the studio with me right now who started at the local level. Let me read a little story I have here. Pike County, and we're talking about Pike County, Illinois, and Illinois has the most communistic gun bill, I guess, gun laws anywhere besides Washington, D.C. Pro-gun resolution. The County Board of Pike County, Illinois has called a public meeting to consider a resolution which would state that the people of Pike County, Illinois consider any legislation passed by the Illinois State Legislature that would infringe upon the right of the people to keep and bear arms to be unconstitutional and beyond lawful legislative authority. Such a resolution would be unprecedented in the history of the United States. Now, I have with me today Mark Mountain. He is the vice chairman of the Pike County Board. And we have also Jim Logsdon, Brown County Board. Two counties there in Illinois that have passed this resolution. Let me start with Mark. Mark, what does this all mean?
Well, Derry, I'll tell you exactly what it means, just like what you was talking about earlier. The people of Pike County, the residents and citizens of Pike County, have spoken against this legislation. It was brought to us. Residents came to us and said, hey, we feel that there's an issue here. We want the county to deal with it. We looked into it, studied the laws, how it would affect the economy of the county, both Pike and Brown County, and we passed a resolution opposing that legislation in Springfield. So the people have spoken. We, their county board, we work for the people. We sent a one solid message to Springfield. Pike County, Brown County is opposed to this legislation.
Jim, yeah, you're over on the Brown County side.
Yes, sir.
Is that going to have any effect in Springfield? Because, hey, the money isn't out here with rural America. The money is in Chicago, right?
Yes, but yes, it will have an effect. What we want it to do is snowball through county to county. Also, it has some legal implications also. Our sheriff, Brown County and Pike County, have stated that they will not enforce any laws that are contrary to these resolutions that come from the state in Pike and Brown County. Therefore, their laws will be null and void as far as the sheriff goes in those two counties.
If you can keep the sheriff in office, that'll go along with that.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what they'll do. And I say they, meaning the powers that be. They'll come down here and they'll offer a sheriff. This sheriff won't live forever. Sooner or later, you'll have a different sheriff. And they'll come down here and they'll offer him all sorts of things, just like in these national animal ID things. I saw where the state of Wisconsin got $1.6 million to get that thing passed in Wisconsin. Missouri's gotten over $1 million already. So they'll come down and buy that sheriff off. Now, they might not just write him a check and say, here, you be a good guy and do what we tell you. But they say, you know, if you kind of go along with us, we can see to it that you get some new police cars and all of these things that every sheriff wants to have. And the first thing you know, they've got him bought. See, we've discussed this on this show over and over and over and over again. The county commissioners and the sheriff, they are the law and in any county. And that's why the sheriff's office has literally been eliminated in several counties in several states. They've done away with sheriffs and made like a state police force. And the reason is because you can't control a sheriff. And you say, oh, but I remember Boss Hogg, he was kind of a nut. Yeah, but you've got some guys out there that are not Boss Hogg nuts. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number to dial is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part, and that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Every day, the Derry Brownfield Show is brought to you by the fine sponsors and businesses heard during this program on this station. It's important that you support these local businesses that support the Derry Brownfield Show. And for those of you listening through the internet at DerryBrownfield.com, we ask that you support the sponsors that sponsor Derry's website, such as NoBull.net, SwissAmerica.com, ParagonFoundation.org, The Battery Station, American Agriculture Movement, LibertyStickers.com, eFoodsDirect.com, AlternativePowerVideo.com, Breederville.com, Wellness Resources, VA Loans, and The Masters Ranch. They also thank you for your support. Remember, listen and shop locally first. After that, thanks for listening and supporting our online sponsors at DerryBrownfield.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show.
A man who says, money can't buy you happiness, but it can bring you a more pleasant form of misery.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're visiting from some gentlemen today from the state of Illinois that's quite concerned, more than just quite concerned, about the gun laws that have been passed, already passed, in the state of Illinois, plus what's being passed today. I have by telephone now Dick Metcalf. He's president of Pike Adams County Shooting Association. Are you there, Dick?
Yes, I am, Dick.
Hey, what's this new legislation all about? What is it going to do to people that own guns in the state of Illinois?
Well, in a nutshell, the multitude of bills that are introduced every year in the Illinois State Legislature by our...
You might speak a little louder if you...
By our gun-free zone friends in Chicago, would essentially, in terms of this year's legislation, would have eliminated any semi-autos, and that would include your .22 rifles, and that would include your semi-auto shotguns, and would include banning of any 50 caliber weapons, and that would, of course, include your 50 caliber muzzle loaders, and the list goes on. There are a number of levels of concern. Obviously, the fundamental issue is the constitutional issue. The secondary issue is the economic impact issue. Hunting using these firearms is a long-established tradition in rural America and is a major economic consequence to both Missouri and Illinois because of the deer hunting, the turkey hunting, and the waterfowl hunting, and also Our facility here in Illinois called Passa Park has over the last 25 years been the scene of many national, international shooting sports competitions, which, according to the state of Illinois and its Department of Commerce, has generated over 25 years over $100 million in new dollar revenue to the relatively economic depressed areas of west central Illinois, and outlawing those firearms would essentially put an end to all that. You should know that Passa Park is a not-for-profit organization and has no paid employees. It's run purely by volunteers, purely for the benefit of the local economy.
Okay. It's interesting here. I'm looking at a newspaper article that I just received today, written by, it's in the Pike Press, written by Beth Zumwalt, and she's quoting some of your board members, Don Peebles, and Mike Lord, both questioned whether this resolution that we talked about earlier, whether it was the county board's responsibility to get involved in such matters. What the heck do they think their job is if it isn't to get involved in these matters? Now, you gentlemen, and by the way, this thing passed, 7-2, I believe, something like that. But here's two people got voted on a county board, and they don't know what their job is.
Yeah, it's... I think their concern was they just didn't, I don't think they realized the scope of what we do. It's the citizens let the board members know what they want. It's the will of the people is what should drive your county. And you, as an elected official of the county, have a responsibility to that citizen to send that message up to Springfield. And when Springfield's agenda is not friendly to Pike County or to your way of life, you're obligated to speak. And that's what this came down to.
You know, how long have you gentlemen been on the board?
I came on in November of 06.
Six. So you've been a year or something.
And me likewise.
Likewise. All right. How many, but you've had several board meetings. How many local citizens show up at your board meeting?
On mine, very few. There are some that show up, but on the most part, there isn't. Now, Mark had a different story when they passed this resolution. I'll let him talk about that.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Well, it was standing room only. The walls were lined. There was chairs set up in the aisles, and also the rotunda outside the courtroom was full.
Okay, but that was after the fact. That was after they knew what this was all about.
Yes, we brought it in as new business in March, and it was discussed for quite some time. And it was determined that it would be tabled and put on the agenda for next month for further discussion.
All right, the point I'm wanting to make here is that people, they don't feel like they're supposed to come to these meetings. They don't go to school board meetings. They don't go to county commissioner meetings.
Yes.
They don't know what's going on. And then when something passes, like I was mentioning here a while ago, now in Lodi, California, they're going to have to start paying to pump water out of their own wells. Now, they're all upset about it. Too late. It's a done deal.
Yes.
They had every opportunity to be there and to protest, and they didn't do it.
Yes. I'll agree with you on that, but since we have started this in Brown and Pike, that's exactly what's happening. We're having people go to their county boards, and we're having some positive results. I'll let Mark talk about that.
Well, last night I got a phone call about 9 o'clock at night that told me that Hancock County, which is a neighboring county to Brown and Pike, had passed a resolution opposing gun legislation, and it passed 15-0. And then it wasn't another 15 minutes later I found out that Schuyler County had also passed a resolution opposing its legislation of 7-0. So now we're four counties strong, approximately 51,000 people are sending a message to Springfield, hey, we've had enough, stop.
Well, you do have, and I don't know Beth Zumwalt, but she's written this article in the Pike Press. And here again, the county board member, Harry Wright, said he was opposed to the resolution because the final sentence read that the county board was opposed to all legislation that would infringe upon the right of the people. Shouldn't you be opposed to all legislation that infringes upon our rights? Where is this dummy coming from? I can't believe that.
Well,
he went on to say that means we're against any legislation. Amen, brother. And yeah. That's exactly why everybody likes, why Ron Paul got 70-some or 60-some percent of the vote. Because he votes against anything that's unconstitutional, and that's what our legislature swear to do when they take their oath of office.
Correct. Yes,
they
yes.
swear to do that, and then they act like, well, we don't want to do that.
Jim and I spent a lot of time on looking at legislation that's pending in the House and the Senate because we feel we took an oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution and the state of Illinois Constitution, and it's our obligation to advise our citizens of what's going on over there. We realize it's a tough world. There's a lot going on, and people are busy. But when this issue came up, I got on the local radio station, WBBA, and I told them, and I told the citizens of Pike County, this issue is pending. Come to the next meeting. Voice your concerns, pro or con.
One thing I'd like to add to, Derry, is the fact that this has been a totally nonpartisan event. Brown County, 8-0. Pike County, 7-2. The other two counties were unanimous also. This is a bipartisan effort, and it's coming from the people up. We cannot stress to people, and you don't have to live in Illinois to do this. Get with your, start at the lowest level, your township, parish, whatever. Talk to them. Tell them how you feel. Tell them how you want them to vote.
Let's go to the telephones, Mike. In Illinois, by the way. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Derry. Just a quick comment that goes right along with this firearms issue here in Illinois. This lovely Chicago governor of ours here has been making quite a bunch of noise on television about the new multi-million-dollar shooting facility that was built in Sparta, Illinois. And this past weekend, I believe it was, they had some sort of a pretty large clay bird shoot there. Well, why don't the shooters of all of the states, because I'm sure shooters came in from states other than Illinois, why don't the shooters just stand up and get a backbone and say, hey, we're going to boycott Sparta, Illinois, and if you guys want to ban semi-automatics and pump shotguns, we're going to boycott it, because a lot of guys do shoot clay birds with semi-automatic shotguns and with pump shotguns. And again, it's the camel sticking its nose under the tent. Tomorrow, you feel bad for the cow tonight because it's freezing out there, so you let him stick his nose. Tomorrow night, you let him put his head under there, and in two or three nights, the next thing you know is you're sleeping on the floor out of the tent, and the camel's taken over.
Mike, I'd like to. What county is that down there in Sparta?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I'm in Williamson County, almost at the southern tip of the state.
Because I know there's a drive alive down there to pass this resolution, as there is in four or five other counties in southern Illinois.
I would love to see this carried a step further, and also to see the FOID card repealed, and also the FTIP, the Firearms Transfer Inquiry Program, repealed, because that's nothing but a big farce. And you guys might want to explain to the listeners what the FTIP program is, if it's still $2 per call that goes, you know, as an additional expense to people that want to purchase a gun here in Illinois.
What is the FTI what?
FTIP program that dealers have to participate in, you know, calling the state police, and supposedly the state police have either 24 hours on a long gun transfer or 72 hours on a handgun transfer. Call the state police will call a dealer back then and say whether the person who wants to buy this gun is approved or disapproved. And many times, I know for an absolute fact, many times the state police will call back to the dealer who has inquired to.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break here, Mike. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've read the news about health insurance...
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time,
Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Good mic drop. Mike, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you, Derek.
Okay, had you finished your comment, Mike?
Well, the FTIP was initiated back, I think, in the late 80s or early 90s. It's the Illinois State Police, the Firearms Transfer Inquiry Program, where anyone who is in Illinois and has a valid firearms owner's ID card and tries to purchase a gun through a dealer, the dealer must call the Illinois State Police, and the Illinois State Police then ask, they're not supposed to, but they do ask whether it's a long gun or a handgun, and if it is a long gun transfer to this FOID card holder, the State Police then have, by law, 24 hours to return a yes or no or an undecided to the dealer, and if it's a handgun, it's 72 hours, and I think this should also be a program that is repealed, because basically it's very worthless. I know of many cases, because I was in the business for a number of years, many cases where the state police would tell the dealer, well, the person that's attempting to buy a gun may have had a felony charge or had a charge that could have been a felony many years brought against them. And in most cases, this turns out to be nothing, and I'm sure it's something that the state police, if they had the desire to, could just go ahead and look on their computer and find out the disposition of a charge.
You know, this felony thing is so ridiculous. I have a story here, and I don't know the whole details, but this cat was sick. And the fella said they were going to do something with it. And this fella said, well, here, I can take care of that cat. It's going to die anyway, and he choked it to death. And now he's facing a felony charge. I mean, you know, the whole thing is just, it's just unreasonable. Mike, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bruce, also in Illinois. Hi, Bruce.
Yes, Derry, the importance of these county resolutions literally cannot be understated, because while we're speaking now, there is a bill that has already been passed in the Illinois General Assembly in the Senate, and it's now headed to the House. It is SB 1007, and this is literally a magazine gun ban. And the really bad part about this bill is it doesn't define the difference between a fixed magazine and a detachable magazine. So it is going to inadvertently, in the name of a magazine ban, ban many of the 22 semi-auto rifles, lever-action cowboy guns, and even shotguns, like the 500 Mossberg pump shotgun in a police configuration, simply because it can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition.
Not only that, but it'll ban a lot of shotguns that have extended tubes on that snow geese hunters use. You put in the new 2.5-inch shells, it's going to hold more than 10. It's going to ban a lot of the heirloom rifles. A lot of your older rifles were tube-fed, your Marlin, Glenfields, that type of thing. They've been passed down from generation to generation, and it's going to ban all those.
And I hear music. Bruce, appreciate the call. This will be the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals the real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money, and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing, incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check, cash, or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Gold prices rose Tuesday on a weaker dollar and higher oil prices. April CPI data showed a 0.4% rise in consumer inflation. Gold closed in New York up $4.20 to $672.70 an ounce. Silver rose 6 cents to $13.19 an ounce. The dollar is a little bit weaker, so you're getting a little value hunting in gold followed by silver, said Jim Quinn, commodity analyst at AG Edwards. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
We're in the home stretch, gentlemen. Dick, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we have about 4 or 5 minutes left. What do you think?
Well, I think this thing is unprecedented, not only in Illinois, but in the country, and it certainly has the potential to really go places. You know, I was listening to your comment earlier about the sheriffs, and I may be a little bit more optimistic. The thing you have to remember, and in our rural counties where sheriffs are still elected by the same people that elect the county boards, they may not be quite so easy to be bought off by big city money. Certainly the big city money isn't buying off the members of our county board, not buying off the citizens that elected them, and as long as the citizens still elect our own local law enforcement officers, I don't think that shiny new squad cars are going to make our law enforcement officers in our rural counties turn their back on the people.
But, you know, you say that, and I agree with you. We have some excellent sheriffs out there, but a high percentage of the sheriffs are going right along with the BATF. They take them to Washington when they get elected. I say Washington, it's some town out there.
You know, Derry, there's a solution to that. It's called the ballot box, and we've used it before.
Right.
And we can use it again, and that's how freedom started in this country, and that's how freedom will be preserved.
Well, let's hope you're right on that. But, you know, and I can't name them offhand. I have an article coming out in the Paragon Foundation magazine, but I wrote it so long ago I forgot the details. But I did a lot of research on it, and there are several states that have literally eliminated county sheriffs. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, that's the case, and that's why I specified that so long as our local law enforcement is elected by our local people, and we hope that it doesn't come to that fact where we have to once again stand up like these people have done here in Pike County and say, you may pass your laws, but we deem them to be unconstitutional and beyond your legislative authority.
Okay. Hey, Dick, we really appreciate your comments. Mark, you were going to talk about the difference between Chicago and rural America.
Yeah, Derry, and there's a lot of good people in Chicago, and they're not all the gun grabbers, and, you know, we have all the power. There's a fundamental difference between Chicago and rural America. For an example, there is 8, 9, 10-year-old children walking the streets of Chicago with pistols, shotguns, street sweepers. That is taking place, and it is happening. But the fundamental difference between there and here is the same thing happens here, but they're walking down a fence with their dad, and he's teaching them how to go over the fence properly with a weapon. There is a difference between the two. It's time they realized it, and we need to realize the situation they're in and together come up with a solution.
Jim?
All I have to say about the whole deal is this started small. That's how it has to keep going. You need to contact your county board members. They, in turn, will go to the board meeting and vote, express how you want them to vote, show up at the meetings. Make sure you're there.
You know, to end this thing, and let me see. Yeah, I have time. It's kind of funny, but in Illinois, we have to have this FOID card. And I saw where a gentleman in Illinois got a FOID card for his 10-month-old son. And what he did, he had to have a picture. He took a picture of him. The person has to sign it, so he put a pencil in this little kid's hand and let him make some scribbles, and they superimposed that on the form. And he put down his weight as 20 pounds. I believe he was 2 feet 8 inches tall or something of that nature. His dad had given him a shotgun what day he was born. And I can sympathize with that, or I can understand that, because had given him a shotgun. My granddad gave me a saddle the day I was born. Still have the saddle. But this kid now, he's 10 months old, and he has an Illinois FOID card, which allows him to buy ammunition and carry a gun, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Derry, that just proves a point that these laws that they pass do not affect crime whatsoever. I mean, our prisons are full of guys that don't even know what a FOID card is.
And it's for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The interest